Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. A new disappointment. The people of Gaza are dying of cold after being left to suffer genocide for 2 years. Translated. The calamities befalling occupied Palestine continue unabated. Ever since the fall of the Khilafah, the Caliphate, whose ruler once declared, quote, Palestine is a land watered by the blood of my forefathers, and if the Khilafah falls, you will take it without a price, unquote. The British occupation, the so-called Mandate, replaced it. And to this day, the occupying Jewish entity created by Britain and supported by the West, with all its wealth, equipment, knowledge and power, continues to kill the people of the Blessed Land, brutalizing young and old alike and threatening prisoners with death and execution while the world watches. It has besieged Gaza for years, relentlessly bombarding it with unimaginable brutality, resulting in the martyrdom of over 70,000 people, and the Muslim world with its armies and scholars watches and sees as the blind do and hears the cries of the bereaved women as the deaf do. For years under siege and 2 years under bombardment that killed their sons and husbands, the women of Gaza persevered without any support and displayed unparalleled resilience and heroism. Even today, they continue to suffer, some as mothers of martyrs, some as wives of martyrs, some as mothers of children with amputated limbs, some with loved ones missing under the rubble, and some with husbands imprisoned. And after the supposed ceasefire, which proved to be nothing more than empty promises, mediators, rulers, and negotiators continue to conspire against Gaza. It is no longer mere betrayal or inaction. It is outright complicity. They maintain the siege, preventing basic necessities from entering the Gaza Strip, and remain unresponsive to the daily pleas of Gaza's men, women and children. With the arrival of winter, the strip has literally transformed into a vast lake, but one filled with shivering bodies and the remnants of flour sacks meant to serve as makeshift shelters. Sacks, the world convinces itself, are sufficient to keep people warm. A lake tingled with the tears of children shivering from the bitter cold and the tears of grieving mothers and fathers weeping in despair, powerless to protect their children from this deadly chill. O Ummah, whose Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
ما آمن بي من بات شبعانا وجاره جائع إلى جنبه وهو يعلم به.
He who goes to bed full while his neighbor goes hungry beside him and he knows it, does not believe in me. The people of Gaza in the heart of the Muslim world are starving and thirsty and are even dying from cold. To date, 14 innocent souls including 6 children have perished due to the extreme cold caused by the storm and torrential rains that have led to the collapse of approximately 15 homes in various neighborhoods of Gaza City. Civil defense teams are still responding to hundreds of calls for help. They added that more than 27,000 tents belonging to displaced people have been flooded, swept away by flash floods, or torn down by strong winds. The people of Gaza cry out, you didn't save us from the relentless bombing, so will you save us from dying from this bitter cold? We in the women's section of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir raise a cry for help to this immortal nation. Isn't it time for you to cast off your cloak of weakness, rise up and restore your former glory? Gaza has embarked on the path of dignity, so why have you cut off its hands and stopped it from completing the journey? This is a plea for help to a people of faith, and the martyrs of Gaza are in Allah's mercy. So do not let Gaza down anymore, lest Allah's mercy pass you by to others. Surely this Quran is sufficient as a reminder for those devoted to worship. Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 106. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.